The National Security Agency went into crisis mode after contractor Edward Snowden revealed details of its massive spying enterprise. One of the things it did was hire a privacy and civil liberties officer. Becky Richards got the job. She says it's more than just words on paper. She's determined to implement effective safeguards, and she tells Federal News Radio's Tom Temin about her mission.
So my job is to build a civil liberties and privacy program here at NSA. When I started, there was a program that looked at civil liberties, and there was a program that looked at privacy, but privacy more from a perspective of our employees. And where I'm focusing is, how do we look at holistically privacy and civil liberties for our mission activities? And that's something that has been less focused on, and it's tended to be more one-off as opposed to a systematic and holistic approach to what we're doing.
Well, is this an outgrowth of all of the questions of the last couple of years on some of the U.S. Patriot Act programs or something else?
There are civil liberties and privacy officers actually at most of the federal agencies, and this seemed the right time to bring this forward here at NSA. So Homeland Security has one, Department of Justice, and it's just sort of an outgrowth of ensuring that we're really focusing at the senior levels on civil liberties and privacy, particularly in the information age that we are in.
All right. So does that mean then that what you discover or what you practice will apply to citizens as well as NSA's own employees?
Absolutely. So that's really where more of the focus is at this point, which is, what are we doing in our mission systems as opposed to our employees? But in large part, there isn't a lot of American citizens' information here at the agency. We are a foreign intelligence agency and really focused on doing activities outside the United States.
All right. So I guess the question then becomes, you know, how much sway can you have? Because, you know, we're not a political station and you're not a political type of person. And without getting into all of those debates, can you have influence at the high-level program level where surveillance and data gathering and all of this metadata and so forth, all these questions are being asked? Can you weigh in and have some weight there?
So I report directly to the director, and my job is to bring up issues and questions for him to consider as we move forward in building our programs. Much of what I'm doing right now is looking at individual activities or mission activities to understand, are the current safeguards that we have in place sufficient? Do we need something different? As we look forward as to where the agency is going in the next 5 to 10 years, do we need to look at those safeguards and recalibrate them and consider other activities? There are a number of safeguards that we have in place here at the agency, particularly as it relates to U.S. person privacy, but also in a broader sense. So we're continuing to work those and think about it in the future.
Okay, let's talk about that, because it sounds like you've got a very wide scope, because I'm sure there are lots of programs. Give us a sense of how many types of programs and channels you might have to be looking at. And what kind of documentation? What's the process for discovering what it is you need to discover?
So we're still building out, and we've been pilot testing a civil liberties and privacy assessment process, and those are some of the things that we're exactly looking at. So I don't have anything specific right now, but we are considering a number of different ways to approach looking at these more holistically. Some of them are looking at them from a mission perspective, and we're continuing to think about how best to approach that.
And so what are the elements of a good process for evaluating civil liberties and privacy protections in this program or any program?
So we have started initially with looking at the Fair Information Practice Principles. And the Fair Information Practice Principles are the basis of a number of different privacy laws over time. And we're looking at that and then considering, given that we're an intelligence agency, how do we best moderate or how do we best adjust ourselves to those? So one of the key tenets there is transparency. But in an intelligence agency, how do you approach that appropriately so that the agency is keeping those secrets, which we need to keep secret, and keeping those items that need to be more transparent out in the public. And so as an example, we've actually written 2 public reports over the last year on what are the existing safeguards for privacy and civil liberties, both under Executive Order 12333 for our targeted collection, as well as collection under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
We're speaking with Rebecca Richards. She's the Civil Liberties and Privacy Director at the National Security Agency. And so I guess then probably part of the process is discovering what specific information or even documents relating to civil liberties and privacy that you can make public without giving details of programmatic activities that might be secret.
That's absolutely part of the conversation. And certainly what we've seen in the last couple of years is a lot of conversation around the programs and not a lot of conversation around what are the existing safeguards. So, for example, here at the agency, we have a very strong culture of compliance. That means that folks stand up and say, oh, I made a mistake. And that's a really important place to be because you want to make sure that folks are reporting those and then we can fix those, whether it was a training issue or there was a problem with the technology. Those are really important. We also have an extensive auditing process, both in different aspects, depending on where you are in the sort of development cycle. And so those are the sort of activities and safeguards that really, have not been discussed in too great of detail, but are what ensure that our agency employees are protecting U.S. person privacy and really making sure that we're following the law and following the policies.
And what kind of help do you have in this endeavor? Is it just you, or do you have a staff that can help you comb the agency to find out what you need to look at?
So I have a core staff here in my office, but then really privacy is a team sport. So and ensuring that the entire agency is protecting privacy and civil liberties is not something that can be done from one person or even a small group of people. It's really going out into the agency and working with employees throughout who have access to the information at different points in the life cycle.
And I'm only asking this because I think a lot of federal workers would ask the same question. But you mentioned earlier that you report to the director. Are you in a basement office down in the corner near the boiler, or do you have real estate that would indicate that this is an important function that does report directly to the director?
I definitely am in a place where it's clear that I report to the director and meet routinely with him, and I'm a part of our senior leadership team here at the agency. So I am not down in the boiler room, and this is very much a key aspect of one of the activities we're doing here at the agency.
All right, so you've been in the job, roughly a year?
Yes.
And so just what state are you at now? What is the level of completion of whatever ultimate goal you've got?
Say we're about 1 year into a 5-year plan of building a thoughtful, holistic privacy program here at the agency. And I see my job as really breaking into 4 main pieces. The first one is reporting to the director and doing whatever he needs and has tasked me to do. But the second one is really building a holistic program. The third is looking at what research either the agency or those outside of the agency can do to help us improve privacy technology. We have a lot of really smart folks who love those thorny, difficult questions, and so using those in the building is a key aspect. And then the fourth part is really external engagement, and how do I explain what it is we do here at the agency, and how do I explain that to folks like the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board.
I guess it's probably incumbent on your job to make the agency not seem so fearsome. I mean, it has that aura of secrecy and so forth, and people drive by and you can see the glass tower there, off of Route 32. But it sounds like you're trying to get closer to the communities.
So I think that our long-term goal is that the NSA is a trusted and respected agency that conducts foreign intelligence. That is what we do. We protect national security by doing the activities here at the agency. I'm not sure that we're looking to be warm and friendly. I think we're looking to be trusted and respected.
Now, you mentioned research for helping find technologies that can enable security best practices and so forth. What tell us more about that one.
So there is a lot of conversation out in the academic community, whether spurred on by the White House's report last year on big data or just sort of where we are on the privacy conversation. And we're looking at those things and saying, well, here at the agency, we do have quite a bit of information. How can we apply and sort of test run some of these different ideas? One of the ways we're thinking about that is really thinking about it from a framework of what type of information does the agency have and what are those uses. And looking at those two things, can we identify where are areas that are a higher privacy risk and where are there areas that are lower privacy risk?
And at what point will you bring the program managers into this whole discussion?
They're brought in from the very beginning. So we're pilot testing a number of different assessments because it's very important to me that we have a program that, as I said, was thoughtful. I'm not looking to do a paper, check the box and, okay, I'm done, I can keep moving. We want to really make sure that we're putting in place safeguards that actually improve your privacy and civil liberties as opposed to just making folks feel better because we've written it down on a piece of paper.
And you mentioned the director has his priorities that might come at you from time to time. Anything in particular so far?
Well, we've been looking both at how to build the civil liberties and privacy safeguards in. We've also been looking a lot at this engagement piece, which is how do we talk about what we do here at the agency, and how are we can we be more transparent while maintaining those secrets that need to be remain secret?
You know, I've heard Admiral Rogers on the stump a few times, and he seems to be in the same mode as trying to make the agency more respected, more trusted, and in some cases maybe a little bit more warm and fuzzy.
I mean, certainly. I think that, you know, as a foreign intelligence agency, we need to understand that warm and fuzzy and foreign intelligence don't tend to go hand in hand. I think, though, that the American public, we're really looking for the American public and our overseers to understand how we respect the law and the authorities and the responsibility that we've been given, and that we are giving more transparency where we can.
And I'm guessing that as time goes on and you develop these holistic policies and practices more fully, that you might be someone that will be talking with Congress.
Certainly, that is something. I've spent a lot of time working with the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. This is the agency that was stood up relatively recently and really got itself started about 2 years ago, and they're focusing on, from a CT perspective, how we're protecting civil liberties and privacy. So that's been a big group where we've been working to educate them on what NSA does and how we do it.
And I guess it's important to know, I think I would like to know, and so are our listeners, is what kind of background that you bring to this. What else have you done?
I spent almost 10 years at the Department of Homeland Security working in the privacy office, helped to develop the privacy impact assessments at that agency. Prior to that, I worked in a nonprofit privacy seal program, and prior to that, I worked on one of the bigger accords, the U.S. Safe Harbor Accord on privacy with the European Union. So I've been doing privacy for quite a while from a number of different perspectives.
So it sounds like where you are now is maybe the Himalayas or the Mount Rushmore, or, you know, I'm trying to think of a big mountain for privacy and civil liberties.
It is certainly definitely an interesting position. It's a really exciting place to be. There's a lot of opportunities here to bring creative thought to how we think about the traditional privacy and civil liberties protections in an intelligence agency with a mission for foreign intelligence.